Today on the Fantasy Dudes podcast, we preview the Thursday night matchup, introduce our first sponsor, and Tua leaves the country.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. This is Trent. Alongside me is Samuel, and Jordan is not here. I guess he has mono. I don't know how he got that during a pandemic, but he is not with us today. So it's just me and Samuel, just like the good old days.
Trent, it's crazy. Your co-hosts are dropping like flies. First Randall, now Jordan. I'm not feeling too great either, but luckily my 75% is other people's 110. So I'm going to give you all I got. The only way you take this podcasting mic away from me is from my dead cold hands.
That's what I like to hear. Jordan's not here. A lot of people think he's the serious one. I think he makes us joke around.
He might be taking some time off after his great starts and sits last week, honestly.
He went to work on those starts and sits.
We don't have paid vacation, but with those starts and sits, he deserves it. So hopefully he feels better soon.
If he made some money on DFS, maybe he went on vacation.
Yeah, maybe he like bought a house in Miami and just took off.
Yeah, maybe he moved out of his house. We do have our Yeti giveaway going on still. We're going to announce the winners of that on December 24th. A little Christmas gift we're giving you guys. Go ahead and check out our website, www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. Still got rush delivery. You can get that special someone some sweats. We got a store. Send us some dude mail. Send us some questions. Who should I start? Who should I sit? How do I ask this girl out? Whatever.
Santa loves getting letters. We love getting dude mail. Hit us up. We want to hear your questions, concerns, comments about the show. We want to hear from you guys. And yeah, go check out our store.
For the fans, we'll never let you down, I promise. Hey, Samuel, a couple weeks ago you said the Steelers are pretenders. And I actually doubted you, but I think you were right.
Colin Cowherd stole the steak from me. He must listen to the podcast. But the Steelers, they've dropped two games in a row. Big Ben's looking old. They can't run the ball like you thought they were going to. And they can barely pass it either. So it'll be interesting how they fare on this tail end of the season going into the playoffs. But hey, the Ravens are getting hot. That was a great Monday night football game.
Speaking about the Steelers not being able to run or throw, they can't catch either. But the Ravens, that was a great game. Maybe one of the best games of the year. Best Monday night football game I've seen since Monday night football left regular TV.
Some people thought Lamar Jackson might have caught the runs. I started him. We were trying to decide who should I start, Tannehill or Lamar Jackson. I went with Lamar Jackson, and he had a great night. He got me the dub. But when he was pulled out for cramps or his bathroom break, I was scared to death. With Trace McSorley, I was like, oh no, my fantasy playoff spot's going to disappear.
That was a weird deal. Cramps?
He's 23 and he cramps up. My dad's 50, goes on half marathons and barely cramps up. So he better get his training regimen under control. He came back right in time for that fourth down and won the game for him. The Browns have to be hurting. They wanted that game bad.
The Browns are for real. They came back from the dead. And we'll see what happens in the rest of the year. It'll be interesting.
Honestly, they just scored too fast.
Way too fast. But going with that, do you think Kareem Hunt's a top 20 start this week?
Kareem Hunt, let's see, they're playing the New York Giants. People were high on the New York Giants for a few weeks, but then they just got killed by the Cardinals. They didn't look too hot. I think Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, they're probably the best fantasy running back duo we have at the moment. I would not be scared to start both of them. And you know what? I'll say, yeah, he probably is a top 20 running back this week. Honestly, they use him more as a receiver with all those catches. Kevin Stefanski loves to throw the ball to him. Without Odell, he's probably one of the better talents they have.
Jordan was really the only guy who got his picks right last week. And it's unfortunate he's sick today with that vacation time. Basically, I should have only done sits this week. But together, we had Herbert, Allen, and Stafford as our starts of the week. And Stafford, he had that injury. He left the game. Would have got another 6 points, possibly, or four if he wouldn't have got hurt there.
He might not even play this upcoming week.
Taylor, or did Jordan say to start Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, he did.
He went full ham dog.
Yeah, he destroyed the Raiders. It was a pitiful performance. They could not catch Jonathan Taylor all day.
And then Samuel, you said to start Cam Akers.
Cam Akers versus the Pats. He had his breakout game, and guess what? He's playing the Jets this week. That's awesome.
So back-to-back games for Cam Akers. Hopefully you guys picked him up a couple weeks ago on our waiver show. And then I said James Conner. I thought the Steelers would get back to December football and run the ball.
I don't even know if he suited up in that game. I did not see him out there.
I put James Conner in the fantasy gulag a couple weeks ago. I should have left him there. I put Miles Sanders in the fantasy gulag this past week.
I was right there with you. He made us look like fools. Jalen Hurts made us look like fools. Man, I did not expect that. But I guess you have to think when you have a brand new quarterback out there, Heisman talent, he made all of us look like fools. The Eagles have a new life out there in Philadelphia.
Do you feel comfortable starting Sanders the rest of the year?
Why not start him? Jalen Hurts had an electric performance. So did Miles Sanders. Teams don't know how to game plan for those guys yet. And so, yeah, Miles Sanders, he might have new life.
Let's be honest. If you have Miles Sanders, you're lucky if you made it to playoffs. Yeah. So after that performance, you're playing with him.
That's true. He could be a DFS guy. You never know.
We had Robbie Anderson. He had a solid game. Corey Davis did not play good at all.
Nope.
AJ Brown had a crazy catch in that game.
That was amazing.
And then Antonio Brown just didn't get it done. We thought he'd be in that hot tub.
Nope.
He probably needs to be in that hot tub to just warm up a little bit. But Scotty Miller got that long touchdown catch. Then they just didn't do anything the rest of the game.
Scotty Miller? Yeah. I thought he was my plumber.
He might be. And then our...
Hey, plumbers make the world go round. Shout out to all our plumber listeners.
Yes. Our tight end starts the week. We had Gronk, Dalton Schultz, and Jordan Reed was just... He was bad. I was hoping for that revenge game. We did not
get... Dalton Schultz, the Dalton to Dalton connection didn't happen. He had about 3.9 points, I think. And Gronk, how did our boy Gronk do?
Gronk, he was solid. He was a top 10 tight end.
Love to see. That was a close game over there in Tampa
Bay. He didn't win you a lead. He didn't win you your game, but he was a good tight end this past week.
And defensive starts and sits. I said start the Saints. That was not good. They actually lost you points on the week. The Rams versus the Pats. The Rams had a great game. I think the Rams defense even had a touchdown.
Yeah.
Can't complain about that. And then Jordan wanted to start the Cardinals, and they were electric versus the Giants. They had, I think, around 18 double-digit points. I picked them up. I might even start them again against the Eagles, but I don't know if I want to get burned by Jalen Hurts twice.
Our sits for wide receivers, Chase Claypool. No one played good in Pittsburgh. Henry Ruggs.
Now he has COVID.
So he caught something. And then Tyler Lockett, he had, what, about 5-point standards? No, he's just not doing good. I think you're done with him the rest of the year. But.
Yeah, at my draft, my fellow league mates called me out. And he was like, oh, why don't you draft the actual Seattle number one receiver, Tyler Lockett? But I went ahead and picked DK first. And guess who's laughing now?
That's definitely you. But you laugh a lot. I'm actually really excited. This is pre-recorded live on Wednesday.
Yep.
But you will be listening this Thursday.
Hump day.
I'm pretty excited for Thursday night football.
I am too. It's a divisional matchup between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, the losses.
Man, that's a weird combo of names. It used to be San Diego, used to be Oakland, but man, times have changed. It's a great game. We have Derek Carr versus Justin Herbert. What do you think is going to happen in that game, Trent?
We got an over-under of 53 points, and Carr's thrown for 300 yards plus in the past three games. So let's see if he's all gas, no breaks this week.
Hey, did you see what happened last weekend with Josh Jacobs? They said he was inactive. He posted a story, Instagram story. He said, sorry, fantasy owners, I'm not playing. But he goes out there and plays like almost every snap. That was very confusing.
I saw that. I'm just going to get it out there. I have a sit of the week for my running back, but I'm going to throw Josh Jacobs in there too. Because we'll get to that. But don't tease with us fantasy owners that make the NFL run around.
Honestly.
And tell us we aren't playing. Make us scramble. We're in church. And we're trying to worship, and then you do something like that.
You're playing these mind games. That's messed up. I had Nyheim Hines to replace him in one of my leagues, and I think he ended up having a better game than Jacobs. But Jacobs, that's honestly, that might be fantasy gulag worthy.
I had a baby on Monday or on Sunday.
Congrats.
Thanks. Yeah, I forgot to announce that. My wife doesn't know I'm here podcasting, actually. I told her I was going to go to the store and buy diapers, but...
Yeah, good thing she's still in the hospital under good care.
I get this alert while I'm supposed to be taking care of the baby that... Jacobs isn't playing on Sunday. I'm supposed to be taking care of this newborn. Jacobs isn't playing. I'm just, my mind is about to explode.
Instead of, you have to take care of another toddler in Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, exactly. Fantasy toddler of the week, Josh Jacobs.
Yeah. John Gruden cannot be happy with that. He's all about the business. And if you're messing around, you don't like that. But who would you pick to win Thursday night versus Chargers and Raiders?
Man, this is a tough one. Las Vegas edges this out just to keep their playoff hopes alive. But Herbert's going to put up points. This will be a good game.
I'm on the other side of that pick. I think I'm taking the Chargers because if you remember last game, the Chargers probably had three or four chances down at the goal line throwing fades, but it ended up not being a catch. And then the Raiders are going psycho. I think the Chargers pulled this out. I think Herbert slings the ball all day. I think Derek Carr, they try and establish a run, but Jacobs doesn't get it going.
We are going to get into our starts and sits, and we got some new qualifications for starts and sits. When we say a start and sit for quarterback, we're saying they're going to finish in the top 12. For running back, we're saying they're going to finish in the top 15. Wide receiver, top 20. Tight end, top 10, because any tight end outside the top 10, that's just not even good. We should almost make it top 6.
Yeah.
But so we're going to get into our starts and sits. And today's start and sits is actually brought to you by our first sponsor.
Who is that?
Smoke Farm.
Let's go.
Smoke Farm is a caterer, and they will barbecue, deliver, curbside pickup.
I have a lot of man meat that I want in my belly this Christmas. What are some of those meats they have?
Brisket, tri-tip, chicken, linguica, homemade from scratch, macaroni and cheese. But yeah, Smoke Farm. Look them up on Instagram. They are ready. They are COVID-free, and they are here for you.
Thank you to our sponsor,
Smoke Farm. All right, so our quarterback starts of the week. Samuel, you want to take us off with your start of the week?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Thursday night matchup. Those Thursday night games, they have a great opportunity for points. Someone's going to go off. There's always a stud that goes off on Thursday nights, and I'm going with Herbert. He had an awful performance against the Patriots. Maybe you dropped him. Maybe you got down on him and wanted to put him in your fantasy gulag, but I like Herbert versus the Raiders. The Raiders are in a spiral. It's the repeat of last year. They had a promising start, but now they're losing. I like Herbert. He threw for 325 yards and 2 touchdowns when he faced the Raiders last. And the Raiders, they've just gotten worse in passing defense. They're 25th in the league in passing defense.
I really like the Herbert start. The only thing I'm worried about with this is Mike Williams might not play and Keenan Allen's a little beat up. But I'm thinking they're going to play, but it's just a short week is the only thing that's worrying me.
I hope they both play. I'm worried about that Keenan Allen hamstring, but I think he'll be good. It didn't look too serious, and I think Herbert will have great showing on Thursday night.
Herbie goes bananas. And then your sit of the week, Samuel.
Tua, he had a surprisingly good game versus the Chiefs. We thought the Dolphins might have pulled out a victory, but Bill Belichick, he knows how to spank those rookie quarterbacks. That's why I'm sitting too. We all remember what happened when the Chargers and their rookie quarterback played versus New England. That's why I'm sitting Bill. That's why I'm sitting Tua.
Devontae Parker might not be playing either. So it's just less weapons. And is Gesicki hurt too?
Slim pickings down there in Miami.
My start of the week, I got Kyler Murray versus Philadelphia. And Murray, he's been playing pretty bad, but they're playing for playoffs and he's getting healthier every week. I think this is his bounce back game versus Philadelphia. They're in a must win. The NFC West is very tight. I know the Eagles are also in a must win because the NFC East is just so bad that they're still in the playoff hunt. But I think Kyler Murray puts on a show against fellow Sooner quarterback. Hopefully he gets his legs involved again. Murray puts up some points this week.
Hopefully the Cardinals can game plan a little better against Jalen Hurts. And I do like Kyler Murray. Hopefully he can get some rushing yards. Maybe his shoulders healed up a bit. And DeAndre Hopkins last week, people were thinking he might not have a great game against the Giants defense, but he showed out. I think he had close to 100 yards. I certainly like that connection with Kyler Murray.
Home game for Kyler Murray inside the dome. They'll probably have it closed there in Arizona. Eagles defense doesn't scare me too much. I think Murray, his shoulder's getting better every week. I think he's going to run more and more, hopefully.
I like that Oklahoma quarterback comparison you have. I think Murray's definitely the better natural throwing quarterback versus Jalen Hurts, so I like that pick.
And then my sit of the week, I really don't like this one because, again, it's another Oklahoma quarterback, and I love Oklahoma quarterbacks, but Baker Mayfield, he's been baking fantasy cakes lately.
It's true.
And he's a free agent in a lot of leagues, so
yummy, you
can stream him. But New York Giants this week, I think, are going to make him bake fantasy cupcakes. So it's going to be a little bit of a downgrade.
The Giants defense, they're pretty good. Baker, you never know what he's going to do coming off a hot performance. They could have a big loss hangover or they could want to prove themselves. But this is an interesting start to sit.
New York Giants are fifth best defense against fantasy quarterbacks. But I think you pick up Baker this week and you hold him. He plays the Jets next week, the second worst defense against quarterbacks.
That would be a great start in a fantasy championship if you're in the position.
It's great. And with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, they're going to get some play actions involved. So I just don't think he'll finish within the top 12.
The Browns can still get the dub versus the Giants because we don't know who quarterback will be playing for the Giants in New York, but probably a lesser performance for Baker.
So, Samuel, who's your top 15 running back start of the week?
You're going to have to keep an eye on the injury report, see who's healthy, see what's happening. But I really like the 49ers running backs versus Dallas. And those running backs are Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson. Raheem Mostert, he had an ankle MRI the other day, so we want to see his health coming into that performance. But Jeff Wilson, he could still be on your waiver wire. We didn't have a waiver wire show, but he was going to be one of my pickups. Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert versus Dallas. When they last played without Mostert, Wilson ran for 112 yards and three touchdowns before he left in the third quarter. Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot. Who's your sit of the week?
My sit of the week are Peyton Barber and McKissick versus Seattle. Seattle's defense is getting healthy. They're rounding into form. I thought Peyton Barber would be able to fill that Antonio Gibson role, but that's just not the same talent.
He is a world talent. He's really good. I have some fantasy teams that are really struggling without him. Hopefully he gets back soon. Unless they're throwing a lot, I trust McKissick out of that. But yeah, definitely not playing Peyton Barber.
He had a touchdown a couple weeks ago. That saved his fantasy performance. 15 carries for 2 yards per carry, and that won't cut it. So don't think that running back waiver volume will save your season, because it won't.
Well, and then is Alex Smith playing for sure this week?
Yeah, we just saw he didn't practice today here on Wednesday. So if they don't have Alex Smith, he resurrected their season. Washington football team fans are thinking they'll make the playoffs, but I don't know if, what's that guy's name? Dwayne Haskins? I don't think Dwayne Haskins has it in him.
My running back start of the week, I got David Montgomery versus Minnesota, and he's been on fire lately. I think people are finally giving him the credit he deserves.
He had an awesome 80-yard touchdown run in the first quarter the other day.
David Montgomery is averaging 5.8 yards per carry when Trubisky's the starter. I really like the matchup. I hope the volume increases from last week. I hope they don't take their foot off the gas.
That's a great stat. I think with Trubisky as their starter, they have a little more mobile option than Nick Foles, and opens the field for David Montgomery. And versus Minnesota, their defense hasn't been great. That's going to be a tough divisional matchup. The Bears have a slim chance to make the playoffs along with the Vikings. So this is going to be a huge game. Hopefully they feed their studs.
Here's something crazy. I believe I read this right, but Mitchell Trubisky has more wins than Deshaun Watson.
Amazing.
Yeah, and maybe the Bears were right drafting him above Watson. Just kidding. That's not true at all. The wins is true, but definitely don't draft. That was a dumb pick.
Yeah, that's a dumb pick. They say wins isn't a quarterback stat. That's something nerds say on Twitter, but I disagree. I think the Bears organization, sadly, it's probably ran better than the Texans. They have Bill O'Brien running their GM and head coach role before he went off, did his own thing. But it's certainly sad to see Deshaun Watson in Houston wasting away his career.
The Texans are probably one of the worst ran organizations in the state of Texas.
Yeah, it's true.
Most places leave their state to go to Texas. The Texans just, they're not the poster child of Texas, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I guess the Cowboys aren't much better. And then my sit of the week, I got Ezekiel Elliott talking about Texas.
Yeah, speaking of the Cowboys.
And Zeke is usually a must start. I just don't trust him anymore. My two running backs, I've said, unfortunately, if you draft them, you might not have even made playoffs, which I hate to say it.
I wish we would have had this podcast going back when they gave him that huge contract. I wish the Cowboys would have given their big contract, their big money pot to Dak before they did to Zeke. Who knows? He could still be healthy. I would have let Zeke walk. Andy Dalton is a career killer for Zeke. Zeke is looking washed. He looks like a shell of himself. I have no confidence in him. And yeah, you really miss Dak in this situation. You've got to wonder what the Cowboys would be in if they would be in the playoff race.
Zeke,
if he's still healthy.
Zeke looks like an overweight Ewok.
That's what I'll look like after all these Christmas cookies and smoked farm meat, baby.
Oh, yeah. So Zeke versus the 49ers. Last week, Pollard had more yards, more fantasy points than Zeke, and the 49ers are stout against the run. So Zeke's supposed to be matchup proof, like I said, and he's running back 14 on the year in standard. So I just get him out of your line.
It's looking really sad. Tony Pollard is looking like a better running back than Zeke.
He's total touchdown dependent, and that's not why you drafted Ezekiel Elliott. I don't know if we had the draft tomorrow, would you draft Zeke in the first round?
Absolutely not. If we had the information we have now, definitely not. He's not worth a first, second, or even third round pick at this point. Going back to our running back starts, we like the Niners backfield, but we don't like Zeke in that matchup.
Let's throw this over to our wide receivers, our top 20 starts of the week. Who do you got for your wide receiver start of the week, Samuel?
We mentioned him a few weeks ago on our waiver podcast, and this team has been on a tear recently, and I am starting T.Y. Hilton versus the Texans. He is a Texan killer. They played him just a couple weeks ago, and do you know what his stats were?
What were they?
It was 8 of 11 targets for 110 yards and a touchdown in week 13. So I like him to have a very similar performance this week. The Colts are rounding into form late in the season. They're going to be a tough playoff out. Like we said, I think Rivers and Hilton are developing a great connection over there in Indianapolis.
I like it. I almost made Philip Rivers my start of the week. If we would have done a waiver show this week, I would have pumped him up again and said, start this guy. Pick him up and start him. He's throwing the ball around.
Hey, yeah. I have a question for you. So we got news that Henry Ruggs, he has COVID. He won't be playing. And so do you think a lot more targets will be going to Nelson Aguilar? That guy burned us a few weeks ago. What do you think about that start?
I think Nelson Aguilar and what's that other guy's name?
Darren Waller.
Not Waller.
Renfro?
I think Renfro and Aguilar, they're going to benefit from that really? For sure. I like Aguilar. I started him last week.
Okay. Okay. So you think maybe a Nelson Aguilar fringe start?
Aguilar's a start, I think.
Yeah, and
Renfro's a definite fringe start. That's desperation, like real desperation. Homecoming dance is tomorrow, and all my cousins already have dates. Who am I asking?
Hey, I've done that before. You got to have a safety pick, and I think we'll make that Jordan start of the week. He might be gasping for air on his deathbed with us saying that, but Jordan, that's your start of the week.
Nelson Aguilar. Hey, he did so good. He deserves... I actually like that start of the week, but we've been so high on him lately. It's just never... You never know with the Raiders.
It's true.
So you got T.Y. Hilton. Who's your sit?
Tyler Lockett. He has not been doing well recently. They're playing the Washington football team Redskins. And hey, say what you will about the Redskins or football team, but their defense is pretty good. Their defense is pretty stout. They have Chase Young on the defensive line tearing things up. Like I said at the beginning of the show, DK Metcalf is the number one receiver. They're going to try and run the ball too a lot more than recent weeks. And so I just don't like the matchup for Lockett.
I made him a sit last week. I feel like he's due. I like the sit. I want to argue with you, but we can't act like an old angry married couple right now. So I'm just going to agree with you because for the sake of the listeners.
Yeah. Okay. So that's my start and sit. What do you have for starts and sits for wide receivers?
My start of the week, I got Brandon Ayuk. It sounds like a Star Wars character, but Deebo Samuel is out with a pulled hammy. And after last week, Ayuk had his career high in targets, catches, and yards. So I think that's going to continue against that horrible Dallas secondary. So get Ayuk, start him, and expect big things. I think he's a definite top wide receiver play this.
That's a fantasy stud. He hasn't played a lot of games this season, but when he has, he's shown out. I think that's a great start.
My sit of the week, I got Terry McLaurin for Seattle. Hey, a couple weeks ago, he was the most consistent receiver in the NFL. He was like a guaranteed 13 points per week. With Dwayne Haskins possibly there, I don't like it. But also the past couple weeks, he just hasn't been good. And the Seattle Seahawks in the past month have been giving up the third fewest fantasy points to the wide receiver position. So if I have Terry McLaurin in my lineup, I'm looking for like Gabriel Davis, our guardian angel, Nelson Aguilar possibly, maybe T.Y. Hilton still out there. Those are just some streamers. Maybe Hunter Renfro. That's a desperation pick. Terry is not scary this week.
I think Nelson and T.Y. are great replacements for Terry this week. Seattle Seahawks defense, they're getting scary this time of the season. Jamal Adams, I think he broke the record for most safety sacks in a season. And the season isn't over yet. And so I think Jamal Adams, he'll have a scary Terry's number.
He's definitely a sack on Haskins. Still a throw. We'll pass over to a little bit slower, guys. But tight end starts the week.
I don't have a start. I have a sit because everyone is saying to start him. People in the fantasy world, experts are saying to start Evan Ingram. I do not like him. Colton McCoy might be playing again. Daniel Jones, he had a pulled hamstring and a twisted ankle now. So he's not going to be healthy. We're going to have Colton McCoy stun the world versus Seahawks a couple weeks ago. But I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm sitting Evan Ingram.
Hey, if you need some starters there, I like Cole Kmet as a fill-in for the Bears. It seems like him and Trubisky are really hitting it off lately. But my start of the week for tight end, I have Hunter Henry versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Possibly no Keenan Allen, possibly no Mike Williams. Herbert targets Hunter Henry a lot. And Raiders are allowing 4 catches, 52 yards per game to the tight ends this year. So the volume was definitely going to be there. Feel confident is Henry being a top tight end this week.
You could start anyone against the Raiders, and Herbert sure does love his tight ends. And I think that's a good matchup, especially if those wide receiver studs are out.
Yeah, and we're still not doing the tight end sits because you had one, but it's just so easy.
Tight end as a position is almost a sit this year.
Yeah. And Samuel, I went to the website. We had an email come in. Did you get that? We have some fan mail.
Did we? I didn't check my email. I was busy all morning, but what did it say?
We have
Jill from Monterey.
It's Gil from Monterey.
Oh, Gil. Yeah. Oh, I know Gil.
Gil wants to know, who should I start? T.Y. Hilton, Peyton Barber, or Nelson Aguilar? STD standard scoring.
Oh, standard scoring. Out of those three, I'd go with T.Y. Hilton. Peyton Barber, like we said, he's getting the opportunities, but his yards per carry is just not great, and he's not getting touchdowns. On the other side of the ball with Nelson Aguilar, I think the Colts are just more consistent than the Raiders. That's my take. What do you think?
T.Y.'s solid. I like Nelson too, but T.Y.'s, he's the Texan killer. Defense starts the week. Samuel, who do you got for your start of the week at defense?
I think there's some great points to be made at defense this week. Number one, I have the Browns versus the Giants. Like I just said, Daniel Jones has a bad hamstring and a bad ankle this week. So I like the Browns defense hungry after a hard loss to destroy the Giants. And another bonus defense start, since I didn't give you a tight end start, I'm going with the Titans versus the Lions. I don't know if you just saw this, Trent, but Matthew Stafford injured, might not be playing, but guess what? Their center, he's had a heck of a season. He has a fractured throat.
Ooh, what?
How does that even happen?
I don't want to know.
I don't know if he ate like a big corn dog or something, but that's not a good injury. So I like the Titans defense. Their defense hasn't been strong all season, but with these injuries, I think they're going to want to prove a point.
You're right. With no Stafford, who's the backup there now? It's Chase Daniels.
Chase Daniels. They'll be chasing points, but sadly, I don't think they will have any. And you know what? Just a little fun fact on my team. I was going to start, last week I started the Saints defense versus Philadelphia, and I picked up the Cardinals defense because they'd be facing Jalen Hurts again. I thought it'd be a train wreck of an offense, but obviously they burned me. So I'm picking up the Titans defense, and they're probably still available on your waiver.
It's true. My defensive start of the week, I got Patriots versus Dolphins. Belichick just plays great against rookie quarterbacks. Tua's great. I like the Poi Pounder. No Devontae Parker. Patriots defense, they probably are on your waiver wire. Pick them up, play them. This is the Dolphins' chance to put the Patriots out of playoffs this year. That hasn't happened in a while. I don't think they get it done. I still don't think the Patriots make playoffs, but I don't think the Dolphins are the ones to end their season.
Interesting pick. Tua's first time leaving the country, going across the sea to New England. I like that pick. I also think the Patriots might even... Wait, you know what?
New England's in America.
I must have missed that in history class. Well, anyway, I think the Dolphins could be a good start too. They've had double digits fantasy points for 3 weeks in a row. They looked great against Patrick Mahomes. So I think, hey, Cam Newton, he isn't looking that strong this season. So maybe start both those defenses. It could be a slow ground and pound game.
Before we wrap this up, Samuel, upset of the week, Chiefs at Saints. I think Saints bounce back. This is gutsy. Patsy Mahomes is 3-0 in domes, but the Saints quarterback is playing for his job. It's a hill Taysom knows that's worth dying on. I think the Saints bounce back and upset the Chiefs.
Taysom Hill versus the Chiefs, that'll be interesting. You got to wonder what Andy Reid will draw up to stop Taysom Hill on the Saints offense. I wish they could flex that Saints-Chiefs.
What planet are we living on that the Browns are just primetime TV all the time?
Honestly, it's sad. We saw them on primetime last week. America, give us what we deserve. NBC, the suits up there in New York, give us what we want. We want the Saints and Chiefs Sunday night.
Maybe we can start
a petition or something. You got to savor these last few weeks of fantasy football. It's been a long season. If you think back to the summer, we didn't even know if we were going to have football. So I'm glad we made it this far.
Exactly. Just keep the course, guys. We're here. It's the playoffs.
If you're one of those last four or two spots gunning for the championship,
cherish it.
May the Lord bless you.
Yeah. And hey, this is... You never know when you're going to get back.
This is when champions are made.
We might not get a Super Bowl this year, but as of right now, it looks like we're going to get a fantasy Super Bowl. And hopefully it's all in one day.
That's all that matters. And hey, if you're still in the consolation bracket, don't be one of those bums, one of those losers that drops a stud, drops a great player to help your buddy out or screw someone else over. Have some fantasy integrity.
And this has been our Starts and Sits show. Tune in Thursday again. Yeti giveaway, www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. Follow us on Twitter at TFFDudes. And thanks for tuning in. Good luck this week in playoffs. Set your lineups. See you on Tuesday.